Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. When we asked the Lord what to share today, we were directed to share the incredible seven incredible principles and promises found in Exodus chapter 23. Number one, an angel of God has been assigned to you to keep you and lead you to your miracle. Can somebody say hallelujah? Let me say that again. An angel of God has been assigned to you to keep you and lead you to your miracle.
Exodus 23:20. Exodus 23 verse 20 in the King James Version says, "Behold, I send an angel before thee to keep thee in the way and to bring thee into the place which I have prepared."
According to Strong's Concordance, the Hebrew word for keep is H8104, and it means to keep, guard, observe, protect, treasure up. If you've ever wondered whether or not you have an angel, the answer to that question we can find once and for all in Hebrews 1:14.
In Hebrews 1 verse 14 it says, "Are they angels, not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation?"
In Strong's Concordance, ministering is the Greek word G3010. And it means, and we've shared this before, but see, we really need to get this down inside of us. The word ministering is the Greek word G3010. And it means relating to the performance of service employed in ministering. But it's important to understand that G3010 is from the same root word, G3008. And it means to assume an office which must be administered at one's own expense. Now get ready for this. The word ministering also means to do a service, perform a work of those who, to do a service, perform a work of those who aid others with their resources and get ready and relieve their poverty.
This is what angels are doing for us.
As I read the word resources, the Lord led me to Ephesians 3:16.
Ephesians 3 verse 16 in the New Living Translation says, "I pray that from his glorious, unlimited resources, he will empower you with inner strength through his spirit." So, honey, in a way, the angels are ministering to us with no cost, and then it allows us through the Holy Spirit to minister to others through the strength of his spirit.
Not only are they ministering to us at no cost, they have unlimited resources in ministering to us. That's amazing. Number two, God will be an enemy to your enemies.
Exodus 23, verses 22 and 23 in the New Living Translation. "But if you are careful to obey him, following all my instructions, then I will be an enemy to your enemies, and I will oppose those who oppose you. For my angel will go before you and bring you into the land of the Amorites, the Hittites, Perizzites, Canaanites, Hivites, and Jebusites, so you may live there, and I will destroy them completely."
God will go before you, and he'll destroy all the ites in our lives. Now, understand these ites. The Canaanite spirit wants to keep you mentally depressed, financially busted, and without hope. The Hittite spirit is one of dread and fear to take you off track, to derail your journey to the destiny God has planned for you. The Ammonite spirit is a false voice, one that is accusing and speaking against you. The Hivite spirit is one of wickedness, deception. The Jebusite spirit is one of heaviness, negativity, or being trampled down. Debt is a Jebusite spirit. Now, God is going to help us defeat everything that's trying to hold us back and keep us from receiving. See, the enemy wants to hold us back But see, this is our year of deliverance. And God, well, he's not going to allow us to be held back and keep it. He's not going to allow us to be kept from what he's promised to us and our forefathers. Number three, God will give prosperity to you.
Exodus 23, verse 25. And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water. And in Psalm 112, verse 3, another great promise. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever.
If you've ever heard us teach, you know that we like personalizing scriptures. For instance, this verse in my personalized Bible says, wealth, generative power, and riches shall be in Harold and Bev's house. Zechariah, chapter 8, verse 12, says God is sowing peace and prosperity among us, his children. He's sowing among us, his children, those who are faithful. It doesn't matter what your conditions were, because things are going to be different now. I want you to get a hold of this. You may have been poor. You may have been broke. You may have been living in fear, filled with doubt. But when you press into God, he will read. And when you read and act on his bodybuilding kit, the Bible, you'll no longer be poor, broke, living in fear, and filled with doubt. Because you will embarrass the bully, the devil, every time he attacks you. When there's an enemy attack, we can launch a fresh assault against his strongholds of debt, despair, discouragement, depression, disappointment, and doubt. When this happens, what I do and what we encourage you to do, when you come under attack, begin calling out names before the Lord in prayer. We call out partners to pray, you know, that as we've read the mail and email, we call their name out and speak just turnarounds in their lives. Prayed with a sweet lady yesterday, Miss Grace, Philadelphia. Divine health over her body, wisdom and decision she makes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When a bully attacks you, bully being the devil, start praying. Not just for your own deliverance, but for that of others, family and friends. Pray for their salvation. When we do that, if we feel led, we call and pray with them personally. But regardless, we pray. When you begin lifting up others in prayer, your environment begins to change. And honey, as you know, we call, you don't have to give to us to be, get a phone call from us. You know, we call people all the time, even some who don't give. Now, if you don't give, you're never going to get a financial breakthrough. Let's look at Zechariah 8, verses 14 and 15 in the Living Bible.
It says, if you do, I will certainly bless you. And don't think that I might change my mind. I did what I said I would when your fathers angered me, and I promised to punish them. And I won't change this decision of mine to bless you.
Hallelujah. Number four, God will take sickness from you.
Wow. Hallelujah. Exodus 23, verse 25. And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. In the Amplified Bible translation, it says it this way, I will also remove sickness from among you. The Message Bible translation says, I'll get rid of the sickness among you. And the New Living Translation says, I will protect you from illness.
The very name of God, Jehovah Rapha, reveals that he is our Lord, our healer. And that's in Exodus 15, 26, which we're about to read. It is in his very nature to bring the healing we ask for.
Hallelujah. Exodus 15, verse 26 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, saying, if you will diligently listen and pay attention to the voice of the Lord your God, and do what is right in his sight, and listen to his commands, and keep foremost in your thoughts and actively obey all his precepts and statutes, then I will not put on you any of the diseases which I have put on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you.
Is it God's will to heal us? Well, he's already done it. It is past tense. All that is left is us receiving it. Healing is available through salvation, so we can pray in confidence.
1 John 14 and 15. I love this scripture. 1 John 5, verses 14 and 15 say, now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of him. Now, reading the word of God tells you the will of God. So we know that when we pray the word, he hears us. And if he hears us, then we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of him.
Number 5, you shall not die before your appointed time and have a long lifespan.
Exodus 23, verse 26 says, There shall nothing cast their young, nor be barren. In thy land, the number of thy days I will fulfill. The New Living Translation says it this way, I will give you long, full lives. And the Message Bible Translation says, I'll make sure you live full and complete lives.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Number 6, increase and inheritance will be yours. Exodus 23:30. By little and little I will drive them out from before thee, until thou be increased and the land inherited. You know, that verse contains two of my favorite words, increase and inheritance.
Amen. And in the New Testament it says, in Colossians 3, verses 23 and 24, in the Classic Amplified Bible, whatever you do, whatever your task may be, work from the soul, that is, put in your very best effort, is something done for the Lord and not for men, knowing with all certainty that it is from the Lord, not from men, that you will receive the inheritance, which is your greatest reward. It is the Lord Christ whom you actually serve. Think of that, the Lord Christ whom you actually serve in your work.
One more verse, Psalm 115:14, the Classic Amplified. May the Lord give you great increase, you and your children. Hallelujah. You can even personalize that. May the Lord give Bev great increase, her and her children, our children. Hallelujah. Number 7, the things the enemy has taken, we return, and we have the promise of a 1 year blessing.
This is our year of blessing. Already, Exodus 23, verse 29. I will not drive them out from before thee in 1 year, lest the land become desolate and the beasts of the field multiply against thee.
Child of God, we encourage you to write out these 7 verses on your smartphone, tablet, index card, napkin, whatever you can carry with you wherever you go, and read them over the next 7 days. You really need to get these scriptures deep down inside of you. So we challenge you to read and reread these verses over the next week and let the power of God's word stir your spirit and encourage your faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Go to haroldherring.com if you've been blessed by the teaching. At the top where it says sow a seed, ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says. It's all we ask. And while you're at the website, check out this week's 2-minute video. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. God bless you. Bye-bye.